Hi, my name is Dante Gagne, and I'm here to help introduce you to the Universal Windows Platform. In this video, we're going to talk about what the Universal Windows Platform is and why it's important. We'll talk about what you're going to need to start your work on your first Universal Windows app, and then we'll go ahead and actually create our first app. By now, you've probably already heard the term, but in case you haven't, I'd like to give you a quick intro. The Universal Windows Platform is a platform that allows you to create a single package that can be deployed to a wide range of Windows 10 devices. When you upload your Universal Windows app to the Windows Store, the binaries are compatible throughout the Windows 10 device families, meaning that you write your app once and deploy it to a bunch of different devices. The store experience, purchase experience, and installation experience are streamlined so your customers can get your app wherever they are. Now, the first thing you're going to need is Windows. The best development experience you're going to get is on Windows 10. On Windows 10, you've got everything. You can develop, use the Designer Visual Studio, deploy to your local machine, the simulator, or any Windows 10 emulator, or to a physical device. Now, if you're still on Windows 8.1, you can still develop and deploy to either an emulator or a physical device, but since the apps don't run on Windows 8.1, you can't deploy locally, use the simulator, or use the design surface in Visual Studio. The next thing you're going to need is Visual Studio 2015. Getting the software is easy. Just head up to visualstudio.com. The Community Edition of Visual Studio 2015 is free and has everything you need for Universal Windows app development. One important thing though, when the installation starts, choose a custom installation and make sure you enable the Universal Windows app development tools. That'll put all the emulators, SDKs, and templates you'll need for creating your Windows apps on your machine. Now let's start Visual Studio and create our first Universal Windows app. All right, I've already got Visual Studio launched, and we're going to go ahead and start our first Universal Windows app. I'm going to go to the File menu, choose New and Project. And when the dialog comes up, you can go ahead and choose your language. You can create your application in C#, C++, Visual Basic, or JavaScript. Pick whichever language you like and expand it, and you'll see a Windows node that you'll also need to expand. Under Windows, you'll have two or three options. Universal Windows apps are always going to be in the Universal node, and you can also see that Universal Windows templates have a tag at the end indicating what they are. As long as you start with one of these, you're creating a Universal Windows app. I'm going to name it My First App, and hit Enter to create. Now that I've created my app, I'm going to hold a tradition and create a text block. So let me open my main page. Open the toolbox, drag a text block out onto the design surface, and just change the text property to say Hello World. Now, remember all that talk I did about deployment? Well, if this is your first time working with Visual Studio, I want to point out this dropdown up here. For now, it says Local Machine. That means it'll compile my binaries into Universal Windows binaries, sideload my app onto my local machine, and run it for me. Let's do that now. There we go. It's running on my local machine, and sure enough, Hello World. Now, where the Universal Windows platform is really powerful, though, is that the same binary can be deployed to my Windows Phone, HoloLens, or any other Windows 10 device. I'm going to close this, change my deployment target to my phone emulator, and deploy it again. This time, it really doesn't need to recompile the binaries, it just needs to package them up in a format that the phone recognizes, and it'll deploy it to my phone emulator. There you have it. I've written one app, I can deploy it to any Windows 10 device. That's the real strength of the Universal Windows platform. That wraps it up for the basics, but we've only scratched the surface. Here are a few links that can help you find out more about the Universal Windows platform, and I've also included the link to visualstudio.com where you can download the Community Edition of Visual Studio 2015 for free. For more information, look for other videos in the series, and from here, it's all up to you.